Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to try. Sam Amico joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Make sure you check him out at SI.com. Covers the NBA and the Cavs. I saw him yesterday, and he's on with us now. Sam, I appreciate the time, my man. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready for the arguments. I'm ready for the debates. Let's start with John Beilein, and I think we're going to agree. What'd you say?
James, I just came on. I said I just came on here to tell jokes.
Oh, well, go ahead.
No, I really. I'd never be back on again. That's probably right. After that, I won't anyway. But go ahead. You were talking about John Beilein.
Yeah, let's talk about John Beilein because there's been some speculation about his future. I got going on the baseball stuff. Haven't really had the time to dive into it, but I'll keep it short. I think it's completely asinine. At the All-Star break, after you added John Beilein in his first NBA season, to think that he shouldn't be the head coach next year, and yet there are plenty of people in Cleveland that question him. Your thoughts on John Beilein and his future with the Cavs?
Well, first of all, you can't keep firing coaches. You know, we've seen that kind of with the Browns, or not even kind of, a lot. And, you know, at some point, you as an organization, you have to have some stability. And not just for fans and for the organization itself, but, you know, that instability tends to make players not want to be here if they feel like it's rocky, you know, if they're walking into a situation. And then again, if you do fire the coach, who do you hire? Who are you going to go out and get? You know, because the coaching candidates are going to be very particular about where they go. The best coaches are going to be particular about a situation, and if they feel that it's unstable because you keep firing a coach, you know, you had Ty Lue last year, you had Larry Drew, and you had John Beilein. Now, you know, is the argument, does he deserve to be fired? I would say no. I mean, I think if you look at the roster, what is another coach going to lead them to? You know, another four wins? I think that, you know, the blowout losses are bad, but you can't pin a blowout loss on one person. That takes a team-wide effort. So I don't think you're doing yourself any favors by, continuously keeping this carousel of coaches coming in and out. I think that you need to say, you know what, we're going to be a stable organization. We're going to stick with it and believe that this guy is going to lead us to our next necessary steps.
Yeah, and Sam Amico with us here on 92.3 The Fan. I think that they haven't done John Beilein any favors. You either have 19 and 20-year-olds, Colin Sexton turned 21 during the season, or you got a 31-year-old in Kevin Love, five-time All-Star, who clearly made it known, and you're aware of this and I'm aware of this, before the season, hey, I don't want to be here. Yeah, you can move me. And so you knew that was probably going to be a problem. They've won about as many games. I had them at 21 wins at the end of the year. They're a little off that pace, but I think they could end up around 21 wins, especially with Andre Drummond. So it's not like they're much worse than any of us really expected. And yet you have that issue with Kevin Love and just a mix of veterans that are clearly at one point or another have been unhappy on the roster. I think that's hard for a guy like John Beilein and a young staff overall to manage. So I hope Kobe Altman realizes that. I hope Dan Gilbert from afar realizes that and doesn't act swiftly here, because it would be tough on any coach coming from college into this, regardless of their age, regardless of their accomplishments, having to deal with Kevin Love, who's 12 years older than what the Cavs hope to be the future of their organization.
Yeah, they're kind of the roster is kind of clunky in that sense, in that you do have – you know, last night you saw Atlanta, and they're pretty much all young all the way through, except for, Vince Carter and maybe a couple other guys. they're very, very young. And when you're very, very young, you can plan to lose a lot, like the Hawks are. And, you know, when you have a very young backcourt, like the Cavs do, you can also expect to lose a lot because, you know, you're the guys with the ball in their hands are making rookie and second-year player decisions. And you know, you have to give those guys time to develop. The issue is with the roster is, you know, what do you do about Tristan Thompson? You tried to trade him, and you were unable to, and now his contract's expiring. So you have that guy who's kind of in limbo. You have Kevin Love, who you would have liked to have traded, who kind of indicated he wanted traded, and because of his injury history and his contract, and then, you know, the blow-up at Kobe Altman, and, you know, the blow-up on the bench in Toronto, and, you know, every general manager I've talked to is, you know, pretty sure that, you know, it doesn't take a basketball detective that he was one of the main voices behind that anonymous story in The Athletic on John Beilein earlier this season. So there's been a lot of things that have gone wrong with the veteran, you know, which is the opposite of, like, if you look at Oklahoma City with Chris Paul,
yep.
Look at that situation he got traded into. He could have sulked. He could have said, we're playing for the lottery. I'm here with a bunch of young guys. The roster's kind of clunky. He has become, you know, this has been his most admirable season probably ever when you talk about it. And that's the type of veterans you need. And guess what? Billy Donovan used to be a college coach, you know. So I don't think the problem here is coaching. I think, and I don't think it's fair to say that we can say for certain that it's coaching. If you have a better roster or star players who are pulling the rest of the team through, putting them, you know, putting the rest of the team on their back, and then you stink, then you can point at coaching. But I just think there are too many things working against John Beilein right now, and I don't know that, you know, you could bring Phil Jackson in here, and I don't know that he would do a better job. I just think there's too many things that they just aren't far enough along in terms of the roster and some of the other things to blame the coach for, you know, a season which really, like you said, isn't that much worse than what a lot of people predicted.
Sam Amico joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm James Erpine. Let's dive into some of these players. What have you made, Sam, of the development of Colin Sexton? Obviously, he'll play in tomorrow's Rising Stars game. The past couple of weeks, his numbers have been up. Do you like what you've seen from the young bull, or are you still questioning the 21-year-old?
No, I liked what I've seen the last few weeks, and I think that, you know, the Cavs have too, particularly the last few weeks. You know, first of all, you have to like how, you know, the fact that he plays every game. He shows up. He plays hard. You don't see him wobbling off the court with an ankle issue. He goes to the basket. He's fearless. And he gets them points when they need it. You know, I mean, the guy's their leading scorer. So I think he means well, and he usually fares well. Now, you know, there's been questions about his vision, obviously, all around the league. People are wondering, is this guy, you know, basically just a one-on-one scorer, which there's nothing wrong with that, but is that all he's ever going to be? And I think the last probably two or three weeks, he has done a much better job of moving the basketball. Now, I know he's not a true point guard, but I can tell you this. He's not a true shooting guard either. I mean, we're not talking about Ray Allen out there.
No.
You know, I mean, he's vastly undersized for the position of shooting guard. And the reason they're running a two-guard offense and the reason they're okay with two small guards is because they want both of them to facilitate offense. And I think Colin has done a much better job of that lately. I think that he's aware that he hasn't done a good job of that, and it's not his natural game, you know, and I think that's where the development phase comes in. So I think, you know, I think we have seen growth in that area. I saw like two or three times he finished with six assists last night. There were at least three times where I saw him make a nice pass, a nice smart pass to somebody who just missed the shot, you know, missed a wide open shot. So I think Drummond is going to help both of those young guards by creating opening space up for them.
I'm with you, Sam. I'm with you, and I think this is why I love the Drummond trade, and maybe he'll pick up the option. That's fine, and if he doesn't, I would try to extend him, because if you're going to be if you're going to have a Darius Garland or a Colin Sexton and truly find out how good they can be, they can't do it on their own. Right? There's only three, four, five guys on the planet that can do it on their own and end up being great, great players. Even James Harden early on got to play with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and got to develop. It's hard to become that great without having talent around you. So let's get someone like Andre who, at least from what I've seen, and I want to ask you, how invested do you think he is? Because to me, seems like he's all in, and whether it's just for a couple of months or whether it's for a year or a couple of years, seems like he's ready to try to contribute and prove his naysayers wrong if it happens to be here in Cleveland.
I think that he's, from everything, you know, all indications early is that he is all in. I think that, you know, he intends to pick up that option, which is really kind of a no-brainer when you consider, what is it, like $29 million?
Yeah, something
and
like that.
You know, you're talking about centers in today's game that probably aren't going to get that kind of money. Now, you know, I mean, there's always the possibility a guy could opt out and look for a longer deal, but I think that his best bet, and he knows it, is going to be to opt in and you know, play as well as he's played for Detroit in Cleveland, if not better, and return to his all-star level. And, you know, I think it's in his best interest, and he knows that. So I think, you know, and again, just like with coaches, you don't want a revolving door of players either. You know, and I know, look, as a guy who runs a website, the roster rumors are what get read, and that's what people want. But in reality, again, when you're a team like Cleveland, okay, who are the comparable teams in the past couple of decades? Well, San Antonio. You know, you know those teams are stable, even though they're smaller market like Cleveland, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs can really relate to Milwaukee because Milwaukee's a cold weather city. That's not a big market. Look at them now. You know, so you want to have some stability in those franchises, in a franchise like Cleveland, and you know your hope is that Sexton and Garland, or at least one of them, becomes a very good backcourt player for you down the road, and that Drummond is still here, and that you are able to fill in around them with your other assets, whether that's Love, Tristan Thompson, or both. You know, or we've seen what Kobe Altman did with some of the expiring contracts. Now you're going to have an opportunity again to trade and draft high this summer. So I think if you look at this team and you say, look, we want these two guards to work, and we want our center, Andre Drummond, to work, and now we're going to have to try to fill around those guys and turn into something and hope to strike it rich and get lucky like the Bucks did with Giannis, or, you know, like the Spurs did with Kawhi years ago at number 15, both players drafted 15. So, you know, you don't always have to have the number one pick, but you do have to get lucky along the way in the draft and in a trade to fill around these guys. So, yeah, I would say that Drummond is somebody that they would like to keep here, and that I think that he's interested in staying, again, if the organization shows that it's, you know, worthy of staying with.
He's Sam Amico. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at Amico Hoops. Check out his work at SI.com. Sam, I appreciate the time. I can't wait to bother you at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and the Cavs are back in town.
I'll write down my jokes and read them to you then.
Okay.
That way you'll have something to really look forward to.
Yeah, I certainly do look forward to it, Sam. I appreciate the time.
All right, thanks for having me, Gene.
Good stuff. Talk there. Sam too. Joined us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.